we got to move on at some point from, at least from a New York perspective, with the Lamar Jackson situation. Jackson yesterday tweeting out that he requested a trade from the Ravens back on what, March 2nd or whatever it was. And, you know, Harbaugh saying that he's not leaving us, this and that. Who the hell knows how it plays out? Here's what I do know. Lamar Jackson is not coming to New York. And the idea that the Jets made a mistake, I mean, it's such a forced, fake topic and narrative. It's ridiculous. It was never going to happen. And the Jets made their choice. Aaron Rodgers was their guy, and they're getting their guy. That's it. You really think Lamar Jackson is better than Aaron Rodgers? Come on. Based on what exactly? His inability to be healthy here down the stretch of these seasons? The fact that there are still question marks about Lamar Jackson being able to throw the football at a high level consistently? And yes, I'm aware he won an MVP, but remember, the strength of Lamar Jackson. You know, Aaron Rodgers can't hold a candle to the way Lamar Jackson can run the football. But Aaron Rodgers is also one of the greatest quarterbacks the sport has ever seen, one of the more physically gifted quarterbacks the sport has ever seen. Pinpoint accuracy, limited interceptions. And look, Lamar's still young, and he's still got to be put in a position, whether, you know, that offense in Baltimore is holding him back, the lack of weapons, all that. You can make those arguments, but there are question marks about Lamar Jackson. Two big ones. One, can he stay healthy? Because a player of his caliber or of his style, he plays the game like a running back. He plays the position like a running back. Running backs wear down early. The wear and tear on a guy who's as physical and runs the football as much as Jackson does, it's going to catch up with you. Not to mention that he's hurt anyway at this point. He's always banged up with something. So to commit to Lamar Jackson long-term contract, that's some team should and some team will. But this point in particular for the Jets, Aaron Rodgers is no doubt the better option. So the idea that we keep trying to make it about Rodgers versus Jackson and the Jets are making a mistake, and I mean, come on. I get that people love Lamar Jackson, and look, I love him too. I mean, he's a great player, great guy, easy to root for. To me, it's sad that it's gone the way that it has in Baltimore. There's no way a player of Jackson's caliber should not be sticking with his team. After all that he's done there, what they've done to help him, what he's done for that organization, you can't, they've got to be able to keep Lamar. Now, again, it's been frustrating at times, especially getting hurt down the stretches of these seasons. But he's a Raven. And they should be doing whatever it takes to make him happy. Clearly, they are not. If Lamar can find a taker for the price tag that he wants, and then maybe they're going to work out a deal and away we go. But for the Jets, he's not the right fit. You know, New England would be interesting, and I guess there are reports saying that Lamar wants to play there. And, you know, Belichick, remember, he did take Cam Newton on a couple years ago, where Newton has, you know, similar style, where he's a better runner of the football than throwing the football. But, you know, Jackson is at a different point in his career. Cam Newton was at the end of the career with New England. And I thought Belichick was going to use that weapon better than anybody else with Cam Newton, but he didn't. And Cam did not have a good year. The thought of Lamar Jackson with Bill Belichick is scary, because as good as the Ravens coaching staff is, you know, Belichick's even better. Guy's a genius. When you get a football player the caliber of Lamar Jackson, and that's what he is, he's a football player. I know he's a quarterback and a very good one, an MVP quarterback, but he's a football player. And there's no doubt Belichick would make the most of Lamar Jackson's ability. The thing is, man, you just got to keep him healthy. At some point, he's going to have to transition to being more of a, I don't want to say pocket passer, but just more of a passer as opposed to running for his own health. You heard about the Sean McDermott, the Bills head coach, talking about the same thing with Josh Allen. You can't keep putting these guys in situations where they're going to get banged up and hit hard and risk injury. There's a reason why quarterbacks used to never run, because you can't have those guys getting hurt. Anyway, when it comes to Lamar Jackson and his situation, the sadness is that he's going to be in all likelihood on a different team. Although at this point, you know, who the hell knows? I always thought he's coming. I thought for sure he's staying with the Ravens, because even if another team makes him a big offer, I think the Ravens are going to match. I just think the Ravens are calling his bluff that there isn't a team out there that is going to pay him what he wants. Therefore, by default, he's coming back. But if Lamar feels so disrespected that he's out regardless and maybe sit out a year, no, that's a different story. But then there's the angle from the Jets should go all in to get him. Like, you guys, are we forgetting how good Aaron Rodgers is? He may not be as exciting as Lamar Jackson. He's not as explosive as Lamar Jackson, but he is a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson. And that is not a knock on Lamar Jackson. That is a praise of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is so good that the one knock on him is that he's only won one Super Bowl. Ah, this guy Rodgers. He's only got one Super Bowl. Like, he should have two or three. And yes, his talent, he should have two or three. But it's not just him, as you know. There are other factors involved there as well. And it didn't work out in Green Bay to where, you know, they couldn't get that second Super Bowl. And maybe it comes with the Jets.